a 78-year-old man collapsed and was taken to the hospital. He was given oxygen to sustain him for 24 hours. After some time, he was getting better, so the doctor gave him his bill of $3,000. And when he saw the bill, he started to cry. The doctor told him not to cry because of the bill and that he could pay it in installment. But the man said, "I am not crying because of the money. I can pay it in all cash. I am crying because for just 24 hours of using oxygen, I am to pay $3,000. But I have been breathing God's free air for 78 years now. If I am to pay, do you know how much I owe?" My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the theme of this Sunday is gratitude. The first reading tells us that the prophet Elisha cured Naaman of his leprosy, and he was very grateful for it. Naaman, the Syrian military general, was not only an outcast because of his leprosy, he was also a non-Israelite. He offered a gift to the prophet, but the prophet did not accept it. Acknowledging the healing as coming from Yahweh, Naaman began to worship the God of Israel. Saint Paul, in the second reading, advises Timothy to be grateful to God even in his physical sufferings and amid the dangers associated with spreading the word of God, because God will be always faithful to his people. The gospel tells us the Lord cured 10 lepers. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. While Jesus was happy about the gratitude shown by this man, he complained about the ingratitude of the Naaman people. So Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Recently, I read a story. A rich man looked through his window and saw a poor man picking something from the trash. The rich man said, "Thank God, I am not poor." The poor man looked around and saw a naked man misbehaving on the street. The poor man said, "Thank God, I am not mad." The madman looked ahead and saw an ambulance carrying a patient. The madman said, "Thank God, I am not sick." Then sick person in the hospital saw a trolley taking a dead body to the mortuary. The sick man said, "Thank God, I am not dead." My dear friends, only a dead person cannot thank God. If we are not thanking God and our benefactors, we are dead. My dear friends, there are many people in our society today who are just like nine people in the gospel. Are we in the group of nine people who fail to thank God? We need to learn to be thankful to God and to our fellow brethren. Although we receive so much from Him, we often take it for granted without appreciating His gifts. We allow the negatives of our lives to hide from ourselves the blessings we have received. Thinking about the misfortunes in our life and comparing our life with the life of rich and famous people, we blame God and failed to thank God. My dear friends, don't compare our life with the life of others. In life, many times we have a reason not to thank God and praise the God. In Kenya, I met a young lady who was born without arms and legs. Yet she decided not to think about what she did not have, but use what she had to praise Lord. Today, she is the praise leader in her church. My dear friends, count your blessings, not your troubles. When I say count your blessings, not troubles, I don't mean that you should become complacent. Attitude of gratitude does not mean complacency. Many of our blessings are hidden treasures, but we always count our troubles and forget to thank God. Helen Keller said, "I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man without leg." It's a very touching statement. I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man without leg. Our life is full of blessings. Sometimes we don't value it. Look at the blind people, then we can understand the value of our eyes. Look at the physically disabled people, then we can understand the value of our hands and legs. My dear friends, many people are born without hands and legs. Many people are blind, deaf and dumb. Still, they thank God for what they had. What about us? We have everything, but we often, I and you, we fail to thank God. My dear friends, thank God for the gift of hearing, the gift of sight, and the gift of speech. Thank God for the food we eat, the water we drink, and the air we breathe. Thank God for the gift of faith we have. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your parents, husband, wife, teachers, and leaders, and all the people who help you. And thank God for your job. To thank God for these gifts is our natural duty and obligation. To neglect to thank God is the meanest ingratitude. My dear friends, let us try to develop the attitude of gratitude. When we pray, the first word that has to come in our mind is, "Thank you, Lord." Let us thank God every day when we wake up, throughout the day, and before going to bed. May God bless you.